Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sherry K.B., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Northern California. Today is Friday, January the 10th, 2020, and this is our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're at Chapter 6 on page 82 in Into Action, starting with the first paragraph, beginning with Perhaps There Are Some Cases. And this, we'll be reading this one paragraph only, ending in Risk a Face-to-Face Combat. We'll be commenting on this one paragraph only. Today's readers are Pam M. for the 12 Steps, Jerry L. for the 12 Traditions. The readers of our text are Jordan L., Julie B., and Pam M. Newcomer greeter today is Kaylee R. and Reggie O. for our announcements, and Lynn S. is recording us. Thank you, Lynn. The share ID for yesterday, Thursday, January the 9th, 2020, our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 13,946. So that's 13946. And the share ID for this morning's Friday, January 10th, 2020, our 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 13,949. That's 13949. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Pam M. to read our 12 steps of OA. Pam, good morning. Star 1 to unmute.
Blessed morning, everyone. This is Pam M. in upstate New York in the Adirondack Mountains. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made a direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and for the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs.
Well, thank you, Pam M., for stepping in there. Jerry L., would you please read our 12 traditions of OA this morning? Jerry, good morning.
Yes, good morning. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from my primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve, and I pass.
And thank you, Jerry L., for being of service to us this morning. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted, and that includes your mute button on your phone, your personal mute button. Please don't use that. And please stay off speakerphones. That way we have a nice, quiet meeting, and we appreciate your cooperation with that. Thanks so much. So today we resume our study of the Big Book. On page 82, we're in chapter Into Action, and we're on the first paragraph that says, perhaps there are some cases. We're going to read through that one paragraph only, which ends in face-to-face combat. So now we're going to have Jordan L. Read to start reading. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me all right, Sherry?
I sure can, Jordan. Thank you.
Awesome. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado this morning. Very grateful to be on the line with you guys. So perhaps there are some cases where the utmost frankness is demanded. No outsider can appraise such an intimate situation. It may be that both will decide that the way of good sense and loving kindness is to let bygones be bygones. Each pray about it, having the other one's happiness uppermost in mind. Keep it always in sight that we are dealing with that most terrible human emotion, jealousy. The generalship may decide that the problem be attacked on the flank rather than risk a face-to-face combat. And reading through this, it's interesting, right? Like, we say this all the time, but sometimes it feels like the Big Book is brand new, even though I've been reading it for more than 10 years now. depending on where my head's at, is kind of it turns it into this brand new miracle, right? And this morning, what comes to mind reading through this is actually sponsoring someone through amends as opposed to my own. and the principle, I guess you could say, that I got out of this morning was this idea that we're not like a one-size-fits-all, you know? Pun intended, as far as like being compulsive overeaters and the circumstances of our lives. and what it is that we come across as we're going through this this amends process. This, like, I kind of think of it as a healing process these days. And that's not to say that that I'm thinking of myself when I am making amends to those that I've harmed around me. But it's a healing process in a way that I do some healing, and hopefully I've gotten to the point where I have enough humility to approach these situations in a way that others might be able to do some healing as well, like the people around me that I've harmed. They might be able to start healing too. And I think that's what we're getting at here, right? And it almost depends on the type of person that I'm going to make amends and the circumstances of it, of whether or not it's like the next right action to approach that person directly, or to attack from the flank, as they're talking about here, you know. I know for me in my own romantic relationship, it was pretty important for me to not go head on, because that's what I was making amends for, is attacking head on. I tend to be a pretty direct person, and as far as like my intimate relationships go, I have some problems with rage, so I have to. It's actually more beneficial for me to, I'll wrap up, for me to take a step back and really consider the other person in this situation and what it is, how it can benefit them as far as my approach goes, you know? So anyway, I'm super grateful to be on the line this morning. I love you guys. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jordan L. Thank you for getting us started this morning. So again, just reminding everybody, we're in Chapter 6, Into Action. We're on page 82, the first paragraph. Perhaps there are some cases ending in face-to-face combat. Who would like to share this morning on this paragraph?
Kara L.
Roz G.
Ginger L.
I heard somebody G.
Roz.
Okay, Roz, got you.
Ginger C.
Got you, Ginger.
Joe M.
Joe M.
Irene B.
Irene B. One more. Come on, I hear somebody breathing going, like, I think I want to do this. Please, jump in. Who would like to take the last slot for the first part?
Hello.
I heard something, Mo.
Hello?
Who?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I didn't get your name.
Oh, my name is Pedro.
Pedro. Got you, Pedro. And Pedro, what's the first initial of your last name?
B like in boy.
Thank you, Pedro. Okay. So I have Kara L, Roz G, Ginger C, Joe M, Irene B, and Pedro B. Okay, Kara L, go ahead, please, and you'll be followed by Roz G. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, my friends. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater, Long Beach, California. Thank you for everyone who's bringing this meeting to us today and doing service. I was struck today, you know, I'm blessed. I actually got a new big book because my other big book, I had taped the binding so much it was falling apart. And so as we're reading this, I get to see these clean pages and new things are jumping out at me because I'm not just going to the old things that I had already highlighted. And today it was, each might pray about having the other one's happiness utmost in mind. And I thought, do I do that? Do I think about the, you know, my husband's utmost happiness? You know, am I centered enough, and am I in God's space enough that I'm doing that? Because most of the time I know that I'm thinking about my own happiness. That's what's utmost in my mind. And I was like, oh, wow, there's a new instruction for me today. You know, when I seek guidance from my higher power and I seek, I ask my higher power's word and I seek, you know, I ask every day in my morning meditation, please give me freedom from self today. And that line just reinforces that for me is I'm thinking about the other person's happiness utmost in my mind. Not whether or not I think his actions were ridiculous or I agree or disagree or self. Wow, I'm going to take that through my day and I'm thankful for it. So so great to speak this morning and I'm looking forward to hearing everybody. Have a wonderful day. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kara L. Roz G., you're up, followed by Ginger C. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning, Sherry KB. My name is Roz G., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Palmdale, California. And the root of my disease is selfishness and self-centeredness. And taking contrary action to those character defects, and the root of my disease is thinking about somebody else, being helpful to someone else, thinking about somebody else's happiness. And I get to attach a prayer with it because after possessing the most terrible human emotion, according to this book, jealousy, I lived jealousy, being a middle child, always being jealous of my eldest sister and her accomplishments and her disciplined life and her planned approach to things, and my younger sister who was spoiled rotten. It just was weaved into my way of thinking, was to be jealous of somebody else. And I am practicing the opposite of that and asking for God to help me do it. So today, you know, just, you know, using this these prayers as an example and these actions is that, yeah, I've been jealous of my sister my whole life. I don't know how else to live. I need God to help me with that. And I've been practicing putting into action praying for my sister and her husband's happiness, praying that all of the things that I want in a marriage that will happen for them, because this is my sister's second marriage and she's able to learn how to have another marriage because she failed and so did I, but I got jealous that she got a husband and I didn't. And so because I don't want to get back into the food and I want to be helpful to others and I want to have a life of that's happy, joy and free, I've got to pray and ask God to do it for me, because I've learned that I'm just as powerless over my defects of character as I am over compulsive overeating. So I just, you know, I don't want to ramble on, but I just want to say that because thank God for this prayer, thank God that I have defined my higher power as being loving, kind, compassionate, caring, open, and having a sense of humor, I can ask God to build those attributes in me. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Roz G. Ginger C., you're up, followed by Joe M. Good morning, Ginger.
Hi, Sherry. Good morning, and thank you for your service. This is Ginger C., recovered compulsive overeater. And these directions again. And thank God that we keep studying this each day. It's just a miracle because I forget. I have amnesia. I think remember is probably one of the most important words in this. All 164, and you guys remind me, and, you know, just two things that are popping out in this paragraph we read this morning, this flank position, you know, I have to make these amends, but do I have to make direct amends? And obviously, you make them as direct as possible, because that's, I think, the most effective way, but sometimes because of this jealousy and these other emotions that can arise, and most importantly, we're here today to try not to create any more harm. We've created plenty. So this blank position is that, yes, I am still going through, I'm following and taking responsibility for this harm that I made, but I do it on the side. I do it a different way. I do it indirectly. It's directly correlating to that harm, but it's not a face-to-face where, again, that combat might be aroused in a jealousy and other emotions, but most importantly, harming someone. But this uppermost happiness, I think this is one of my favorite parts because I am selfish and self-centered to the core. That is my makeup. That is me. And it's my plans, my agenda, and I'm going to push my way, you know. So inconsiderate of you, have no idea what you're thinking or what you may be wanting to do. And then on page 20, it says, as an ex-problem drinker, my constant thought of others and how I may help meet their needs, similar to that uppermost happiness. You know, this is what I have to do as an addict. And I don't do it. Let's give credit where it's due. I don't do this stuff. I think about Ginger 24/7. I'm a people pleaser, pleasing me always in the end. So thank God we have this power that we get to tap into. God, help me to practice these principles in all my affairs. Help me to think of others, less of me and more of you. And it's a miracle what happens, you know, when we can do this a day at a time. And I'm just so grateful. Here we go, another opportunity to present with this Friday. How am I going to show up? Where am I? And I got to check in many times throughout that day. Thy will be done. I take the wheel back all the time. Where is God in the picture? And with that, I pass.
Thank you. Thank you, Ginger C. And Joe M., you're up, followed by Irene B. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Sherry. Thank you for your service. And I express gratitude for the readers as well. And I rang in the new year starting a path in OA, and I'm so grateful. I've been on a call every day, except, of course, Saturdays, and I'm just very grateful. Thank you all. The first line in this paragraph, perhaps there are some cases where the utmost frankness is demanded, really hit me, and I met with my sponsor in person for the first time two nights ago, and it was beautiful because as nice as she is, and she is wonderfully nice, she said, Joe, I will be nicely frank with you and honest, and there may be times where I need to call you to the carpet, so to speak, and hold you accountable, and I love that. I think we need more of that in our lives, and those who are deft in the language that we speak that can do so with frankness, yet without anger or judgment, is really appreciated. And I sense that from my sponsor. The last line, good generalship may decide that the problem be attacked on the flank rather than risk a face-to-face combat, to me implies that there are loving ways that we can work with one another in helping one another overcome weakness that don't require anger or enmity. And so I really appreciated this chapter. I wanted to share something with everyone that I think really helps me. I'm a hospice chaplain, and so helping people and dealing with people in difficult situations is now my life, for which I'm very grateful. My higher power is a great blessing to me, and there is a verse in a book of scripture that I espouse that I want to share very briefly. It says, if men and women come unto me, I will show unto them their weakness. I give unto them weakness
well,
that they may be.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I apologize, but we don't name any other names of outside literature except
okay.
The big book, okay? We'd appreciate
yep,
that.
Yep,
thank
Thanks you.
So
no
much,
no problem. I'm learning. I appreciate you letting me know. Anyway, I'm just so grateful for all of you, and I appreciate the shares and the examples and the support. It was amazing to me to receive so many phone calls from people interested in just helping, and I gather that as we help one another, we help ourselves, and with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Irene B., you're up, followed by Pedro B. Good morning, Irene. Irene, star one to unmute.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. I am Irene B., a 34-month-old abstinent bulimic by the grace of God. My abstinence is a miracle of God, and my slow recovery is even a greater miracle. this paragraph really speaks to me, because if my marriage survives, it will be due to this program. And I'm still in my marriage because of this program. And that's all I can say. But in here, in this paragraph, it says that we have to have the other person's happiness uppermost in mind. Okay. I am not able to do that, because I want to be happy. And I want my husband, I love him so much, and I want us both to be happy. But if I have to choose between his happiness or mine, I'm going to choose mine, you know? But that's not what it says in this paragraph. He says he has to be uppermost. That means more important than mine, I believe. And I can't do that. My character defects get in the way of being able to do that. And when I was going to do step six, I was so scared, because it said that it was going to take my character defects from me. And my sponsor was very puzzled and said, "Why are you so scared?" I said, "Because this is what I've been trying to do all of my life, and I haven't been able to do it, and I can't do it." And she said, "Irene, you're not going to do it. God is going to do it for you." And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I have no choice but to trust God. I have no choice but to trust program. My experience is that self-reliance has bit me in the teeth every single solitary time. I think I know it all, but I don't. So I'm thankful to have program and to have trust, faith, and humility. And that with all those things, God willing, He's going to work with me until I achieve that level of spirituality that will enable me to put somebody else's happiness before mine. I can do that for my daughter. I will be able to do that for my grandson. I'm going to be a grandmother come May 7th. I'm so excited. And I love that little boy so much I could explode. And I love my husband dearly. And God will help me to love him enough to put his happiness above my own." And with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Irene B. And before we hear from Pedro B., we're just reminding everybody where we're at. We're on page 82, and we're at the first paragraph. Perhaps there are some cases. And we're going to read that one paragraph only and comment on that one paragraph. Pedro B., go ahead, please. Good morning. Star one to unmute, Pedro. Are you there, Pedro?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. thank you for your service. Thanks, everyone, for their service, the readings, and the shares. I really appreciate them, and I really need them. And I'm really excited and enthusiastic about this meeting. You know, when I discovered this meeting, I thought that I needed to abstain from certain things, and then I found myself gaining weight, and found out that, oh, wait a minute, this is not working, because then I got resentment, and I went out for my abstinence, lost my abstinence, and the one thing I noticed is one of the first things I did was stop listening to this meeting. So I've been listening. I'm brand new again. I'm working on day 12. And so definitely I asked a sponsor to be my sponsor, and he's going to speak to me on the 13th, and I'm excited about that. So I have never, I don't want to talk about amends when I'm really trying to work on step one really this powerlessness that I have over food, and the fact that my life is unmanageable regarding food, this powerlessness, unmanageable over this powerlessness. But anyways, you know, this paragraph is for me to pay attention that, you know, many people have mentioned that the root of our disease is selfishness and self-centeredness. And recently I heard a gentleman talk about this selfishness and self-centeredness is my self-will run riot. See, I want what I want when I want it, however much I want. And I don't know about you. But, you know, and it says in the big book, I remember reading, they said, we must get rid of this selfishness or it kills us. You know, so I'm really excited to start, to be where I'm at today. I feel thankful. I feel grateful. I feel blessed that I, this morning I looked at myself in the mirror and my stomach seemed to be a little smaller. And I'm so excited. Wow, this is really nice. This is working. It seems that maybe I'm getting the level of simple honesty that I need. Anyways, with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Pedro B.
Hello?
Pedro, can you hear me? Hello? Pedro B. So just reminding everybody, we're on page 82, paragraph 1. Who would like to share?
Reggie O.
Freya A.
Okay, I think I heard Reggie O. And was that Freya?
Yes, Freya.
Teresa.
Okay, did I hear a Sarit?
Teresa.
Loretta A.
Wait a minute. Was that Teresa?
Yes, Teresa P.
Teresa P. Okay. Who is next?
Loretta H.
Loretta H. I can take two more. Who'd like to share? Jump in while the water's warm. Who else would like to share this morning?
Betsy QK.
Betsy QK. All right. And one more.
Gina B.
Did I hear Tina D as in David?
No, Gina with a G and B as in boy.
Okay. Gina B as in babe. Okay. Thanks, Gina. All right. So I have Reggie O, Freya H, Teresa P, Loretta H, Betsy QK, and Gina B. Go ahead, Reggie. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sherry. Thanks for your service again. And my name is Reggie O. Very grateful to be here and recovered in the Los Angeles area. And, you know, I too, that line stood out for me. Each might pray about it, having the other one's happiness uppermost in my mind. So, you know, there aren't like any straight and sure ways to make an amends, you know, but we pray, you know, we pray about each amends, which is, you know, it's a very good reminder to pray about each amends and having the other person's happiness uppermost in mind. And, you know, it reminds me, a couple of people have said today, and selfishness and self-centeredness is the root of our disease, the root of our problems, but it doesn't say that's the root of who we are. You know, it's, I'm trying to get back to that, try and get back to the root of who I am, which is, you know, really caring about other people and seeing what I can contribute to life, because that really is where the, you know, that really is where the joy is, I believe, and the happiness is. So, you know, this is almost like a way of getting, for me, a way of getting up in the morning. And as I read it today, again, you know, this really stood out for me today. Like getting up in the morning and praying about having, you know, the happiness of the people about me uppermost in my mind. And that's a tall order, because I'm not over, you know, I'm not completely over my selfishness and self-centeredness yet. It's such a, you know, it's been such an old lifelong habit. But when I do know, that when I move beyond that, you know, and can think about another human being, it's, you know, things generally go quite fine, quite well. And because God's got my back, you know, God has my well-being and I think my happiness and everything else in mind. And if I'm turning, you know, if I'm turning to that higher power in prayer and sincerity, I'm not going into it alone. And so just really appreciate the focus on that line today, and that there, you know, sometimes one thing works and sometimes another thing works. And that's where prayer comes in, and, you know, consultation with our sponsors and other people, you know, it's like, what is going to be the best amend so that I can feel complete and so that I can, you know, heal as well as be a part of the healing process, hopefully for another human being. And I will say that jealousy has been one of my most terrible human emotions. It's caused quite a lot of grief in my life and other people's life. And you know, I haven't even thought about it in a while. Jealousy is, and that makes me feel so happy. It's like there's a freedom in that. I won't say that I won't be jealous again, but it's not a running factor in my life right now, and I'm very grateful for that. And and so thanks, everybody, for your shares and for being here in the service, and I'm going to pass with that.
Well, thank you, Reggio. Freya H., you're up, followed by Teresa P. Freya, good morning.
Good morning. Freya H., compulsive eater at Bulimic in Colorado. I don't know if I have a lot of new stuff to add, but I just wanted to speak up. And I remember I had a sponsor, you know, when I was doing my amends, and I really was, you know, wanting to get her to sign off on them and, you know, kind of going for her approval. And she said to me, you know, like, at this point, you know, like, it's really between you and God. Like, you know, yes, check them out with me, but I can't tell you, you know, what's right. You've got to pray about it. And so that's what the same message that I hear in this paragraph. It's saying, you know, there's no set rule, you know, that we get to go to God for our guidance and then trust that guidance. So, and the idea of having the other person's happiness uppermost in mind, just seeing that written down, just, it's like, oh, right, that's how I do it. You know, I'm not, that's my goal. That's my primary purpose, rather than I am trying to figure out how to make everything work out, you know, work out for me, work out for the other people. It's like this managing, manipulating mind that tries to figure it all out and do it of my own power. And that's exhausting. And that equals unmanageability. That's my old approach to life. And I tried to approach my program the same way. And so slowly those old ideas, those old approaches are, you know, chipping away. And what a relief it is to think, oh, right, all I have to do is pray and ask God to show me what, you know, how do I do this? How do I, you know, if my default is selfishness and focusing on me and getting my needs met, just show me how to, you know, to be unselfish. Show me in really simple ways and then trust that God's going to do it. And the last thing I'll say is that, you know, I often will look for God to work. I feel like the way that God works is really subtle and usually not anything what I would expect, and usually so much better. And so that idea that, you know, good generalship may attack on the flank rather than face-to-face combat. When I ask God's help and I expect God to show up in face-to-face combat, like, come on, God, where are you? Usually God is attacking, you know, He's attacking on the flank, so to speak, that God is working in ways that I don't even recognize until later. And so just to submit myself to this process and trust that God is working and I'm not in charge, I just get to be part of it. So thanks for the opportunity to share. I'll pass.
Freya H. Teresa P., you're up, followed by Loretta H. Good morning, Teresa. Star 1 to unmute, please. Teresa? You there? Okay, I tell you what, we'll move on to Loretta H.
Hi, this is Teresa P. I had a little trouble in meeting.
Okay, go ahead, please, Teresa P.
Thank you. So anyway, my name is Teresa P., as in Paul, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and very grateful to have opportunity to, you know, be a part of this program and share on this line. I just
Teresa, are you there? We lost you. Can't hear you. Teresa?
I accidentally muted.
I
accidentally muted myself. I always have so many adventures on the cell phone. And I just get to remember, well, God's in charge. And just go, okay, there it is. And I forgot where it was at, but that's okay. I get to hear such simple wisdom, simple things, and that's what life is made up of, the simple things. Like, you know, thinking, I like that phrase, I like it, just popped out in the having the other person's happiness uppermost in our minds. And I always thought I was doing that. And maybe sometimes I was, I don't know, actually, sometimes I was doing that. But then somehow it got really corrupted into what I think would make them happy. It was my job to figure it out and then do it. And then, you know, it just went downhill from there. Then I was just trying to go into controlling everything. So let's all be happy. And if it all just goes my way, it'll all be happy. And it wasn't. Nobody was happy, especially me. And so what I get to do today in programming, this is after even with years of program, is I finally get to hear these simple words and understand that they just are simple and they're not complicated. I just get to stop and think. And well, I, especially like with my husband, what would he like? Now, I know the things he likes. A lot of times I don't want to do the stuff he likes. He wants to do this, that, and the other thing, and I don't want to do that. And so when I, you know, don't, you know, do things with him, then I'm depriving, I'm not having his uppermost happiness in my mind. And so I get to look at that, you know, it's just, I am so selfish. And, you know, and I just don't see it until I see it. And I can see where he does loving things for me, you know, because I love to go out and get books for kids, and he'll spend time doing that with me. And he does not like it. You know, it's just to him, it's boring. But he will give me time and not gripe about it, which now that's amazing. Now, try being nice and not griping about it. Now, that's a real challenge. And so what is so nice is that, you know, and I need to look at this. So I just feel like God is really directing me to look at my husband's, you know, what would his happiness. And I keep thinking, but he did, you know, X, Y, Z and all this other stuff. And
time.
So anyway, I'm grateful for this message today. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Teresa P. Loretta H., you're up, followed by Betsy QK. Loretta, good morning.
Good morning. This is Loretta H., compulsive overeater, anorexic, Grace with God's absence for today. Yes. Other-centered, others' happiness at the forefront. I don't know how to do that without this program and my God today. And I am so grateful for the shares, especially this morning, because I got up late. Usually I'm up very early, and I missed part of the other meeting, and I was in the throes of the selfishness and the self-seeking, and my day's got to be my day. And in the pause, I was able to, with God, help others or get others centered. And my new thing I do in the morning is I've been writing my husband a thank you note because I'm doing a new four-step study. And, of course, I didn't think I had time to do that. But because of this program and because I, even though I'm not, I've been to step 10 with him before, but this is a whole new process that I'm looking at other things in our relationship. I can do that today because that is a responsibility of mine as a recovered person, that my utmost and foremost job is to actually be of service to others, but also, you know, make their happiness the first priority other than my happiness. And it works because everything kind of fell into place after I did that. You know, I'm doing exactly what I was trying to control before. And it's only because of the program, the steps, and you people that always share just what I need when I need it. So thank you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. And I am so grateful for this program and my God. Blessings for today. I pass.
Thank you, Loretta H. Betsy TK and Tina B., we've got about 5 minutes left, so if you take 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes each, that'll take us out. Betsy QK, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. This is Betsy QK, a recovered bulimic compulsive overeater from Colorado. And it took me a very long time to really fully understand this concept, and I think I'm still learning about putting others' happiness above my own. I had two visions in my mind. One was the codependent version of doing for somebody else and unconsciously or secretly thinking that in doing for others and putting their needs above mine, all of my needs would then be met. That's not what this is. This is more about letting go of my own, selfish thoughts, self-centered focus in order to be of service to others. And then in doing so, a balance comes, a God-given balance comes, and then my needs are met, but not through my manipulating and controlling and trying to figure out how to, put all the ducks in a row so that everybody behaves the way I would like them to. In terms of making amends, it's really counterintuitive for me to think of the person that I may still have resentful feelings towards that I'm going to make this amends to, and putting their needs above my own. It definitely pushes all those defect buttons that if I put aside my needs, that I won't have enough. But that's where the previous steps come in, and trusting God that if I show up and I'm asking God to remove my defects, and I'm asking God to help me be of service in step 3 and then in the step 7 prayer, that I will be able to make the amends and to show up for these people in a way that is not all about me, and that I won't have to be afraid that my needs aren't being met. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Betsy QK. Tina B., you'll finish out this morning. Good morning. 2 minutes, please. Tina B.? *1 to unmute, please. Tina? Are you there? Okay. Does somebody have a burning desire to jump in for 2 minutes? *1 to unmute, please.
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, was that Tina?
This is Tina B.
Okay, I'm sorry, Anne. Tina was up. She just came on. I apologize. Go ahead, Tina.
Okay.
You have 1 minute.
The challenges with muting. Hi, I am a compulsive overeater in the Los Angeles. I often dial into this.
Tina, we can't hear you. I'm sorry about this, folks. Sorry, Tina, I think you're having problems with your mute button. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and close. And sorry about that, Ann. Please come back on Monday and share with us. I just want to thank everybody for this meeting. It was a fabulous meeting this morning. You're all so wonderful. Thank you so much for all your sharing today and all the people who read and listened. I want to take the time to thank Team Friday. That's Pam M., Jerry L., Jordan L., Julie B., Pam M., Kaylee R., newcomer greeter, and announcements Reggio and Lynn S. for recording us today. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate this. So with that being said, we're now going to read on page 164. Julie B. is going to take us out with page 164. The Serenity Prayer was after the Serenity. Excuse me. We'll read this and then the Serenity Prayer. So, Julie E.B., could you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only and keep you till then, and then we'll do the Serenity Rare. Thank you. Julie, good morning.
Good morning. This is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you shall surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.